He has been the interim athletic director for the past few months, and the announcement came last night that he is going to be the athletic director, the 13th athletic director for the University of South Dakota. And he joins us here in Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. David Herbster, congratulations, David.
Hey, thank you very much, Craig. Hey, what I want to know with your thing that you got going there, who took the Kansas City Chiefs?
Who's got the Chiefs, by the way? Do we have that list on there, Tubbs?
I do, yes. But
do you want to be the backup just in case they can't make it on Thursday?
Yeah, I will.
I believe that's a confidentiality thing, David. We can't share that over the air.
Understood.
Oh, policies.
Which means it hasn't been done yet.
David, the biggest difference in your job now as athletic director to what you were doing over the past 3 years under David Saylor, what's the biggest difference that we will see for you?
You know what, I'm not sure if the workload changes, because I think between myself and Dave is how incredibly hard that we work. I think the biggest change for me, more or less, it's a perception or it's a feeling. You're not going to see me work any less. Actually, you'll probably end up seeing me work a lot harder. You know, it's one of those interesting things, because when you actually, you know, being an athletic director, you know, there's a lot of administrators that's what they aspire to be, and you don't truly know what you're getting yourself into until you actually sit in the chair. And so for me, it's almost rejuvenating to be able to be back in a position to sit back in the chair, to take charge, and to pull everybody and wrap everybody in your arms and say, let's go, we're running up the hill.
You did it in Nebraska, Omaha for a couple of years. You also did it at Concordia in St. Paul for a few years. So, I mean, it's not like this isn't anything really new for you, is it, David?
No, it's not. And at the very least, you know what to expect. You know the decisions that you're going to be faced with. You know the weight of some of the decisions, and you know the people that will look to you to make those decisions. And again, you know, sometimes those things come at all hours, at 3 in the morning or at noon. In this position, in this responsibility, you get all the phone calls.
Well, I hope you don't get a lot of them at 3 a.m. because typically those are never any good. But, you know, what is going to be the first thing that is on your mind right now? You know, what are you telling folks now that you are the athletic director at the University of South Dakota? What is the next step for you?
Two ways to answer that question. My first step is actually looking at some 230 emails that I've got to go through now and the 50 or so text messages to go through. And I'm looking at that thinking, oh, man, I'd finally gotten my inbox to a point that was somewhat manageable. And not so much anymore. You know what? We've got a special thing going here. I think, you know, that's the message I've given our coaches and our staff the last 4 months. Look, we're okay. University knows where it's going. The athletic department knows where it's going. We've got a capital project going on right now that we're going to put a hole in the dirt this fall. But we all got to jump in together to make sure that it happens. Everybody, you know, don't start looking to your left or your right to find out, you know, to figure out, well, who's going to do it. We all step forward and make it happen. That's my message.
We're talking with David Herbster, new athletic director, or the permanent athletic director now at the University of South Dakota, here in Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. So how did you find out that the interim tag was going to be removed? David, kind of take us through the timeline and what happened.
Well, you know, the president and I had some pretty frank conversations when he asked me to be the interim AD, what he needed, what he wanted, what he was looking for, what the options were for me. You know, January, February, March kind of rolls by. We just we initially said, look, let's go 6 months and evaluate at that point in time. But it was something that we had talked about throughout the process. But, you know, to be honest with you, it's really been in the past couple of weeks because, you know, January, February, March, there was so much that we had going on, you know, whether they were, you know, fundraising trips, they were foundation meetings, they were basketball tournaments, they were games, they were it was conferences, things to go, places to be, that we really didn't discuss it much, probably until the last about 2 weeks, and started really having the conversation about where are we, what does USD need, and what's it going to take to get there. And, you know, we had those discussions and those conversations, and, you know, President made the decision to take the tag off.
You know, David, whether it was David Saylor or Joe Nielsen or somebody else that you have worked under in athletic programs, Who's been a guiding force for you? Who taught you a little bit more about what an athletic director is all about?
You know, I got my start, and the reason why I got into this business was my athletic director at Virginia Tech, David Brain. I got to know him about my senior year, and then in graduate school, I served on the school's first student athlete advisory board, and then kind of reformed the Monogram Club, which is the Varsity Student Athlete Association, and really developed a relationship with him at that point. And that's when you really started to understand what, as an administrator, they do. As a student athlete, you have no idea what they do, but really kind of understood what it was that they do and what they do for all student athletes. And what an I looked up to him for someone who the work that he put in to make sure that, as a student athlete, you had a chance to play a game and get a degree. And then that, through that whole process, I realized I could never pay that back. How do you really thank someone for doing that for you, for giving you an opportunity where there might not have been one for you before? So as I go through the process, some of the ones that have worked with me and that I've really respected and come to, lean on a little bit, Joel Maturi at Minnesota, Gene Taylor at North Dakota State, Steve Horton, who's a associate AD at University of South Florida, and quite honestly, even Joel Nielsen, David Saylor, they all taught me so much, and have helped me. When you have those days that you need a little bit of guidance, you need a little bit of advice. It's nice in this kind of little fraternity that you can pick up the phone and call those guys, because chances are they've been in a situation before.
With all the good things that we know you want to bring to Vermillion and all the ideas that you have in the direction that this athletic department is going, David, what is the biggest drawback or what is the biggest roadblock that you're going to run into when you're trying to, say, getting the arena built?
Time. It's funny, it just comes down to time. There's only so many hours in the day to get some things done. To get this arena built, our biggest drawback will be, sometimes it's yourself. Sometimes it's tough to get out of your own way. But for the arena, it's time enough to see everybody that we need to see, to bring them in the fold on the project to get it done. With what we've got already raised right now, with what still has left to be raised, and the prospect of doing that over the course of the next few months, we're going to put a shovel in the dirt this fall. I want to put a shovel in the dirt right now, but you've got to get the final plans done. You've got to get the final designs done, and that's a process in and of itself. Sometimes it's tough to be patient with those things because I want it done now.
But you got to wait for the snow to get out of the way.
Oh, good grief. Isn't it? Last week we're rolling 4 inches of snow off the softball field so we can play a game.
Yeah, that's what the challenges of spring. That's what we love. I know, David, you're going to have a reception tomorrow honoring you with your appointment. Noon tomorrow in the Dome, right ahead of the spring game tomorrow, so folks can folks can stop down before the Coyote game and talk to you and congratulate you and wish you the best down there in Vermillion.
No, you bet. Yeah, noon, Coyote landing, and then we get to watch the culmination of spring. The tough thing about the spring football game is it also almost signifies the end of the school year too. So it's kind of a bittersweet time. But I think the one thing I've always cherished about just working in athletics is getting to know the student athletes and to be able to watch them at graduation. So it's a fun time. It really is. It's a great time to be on campus. And I promise, at kickoff, it'll be 72 and sunny with no wind.
We're going to hold you to it, David.
Yeah, that's one of the guarantees he can make.
Hey, David, congratulations. Appreciate the time you give us, and we look forward to talking with you a lot more down the road.
Sounds great. Thanks, Craig. Thanks, Chris.